Governor Rick Scott's first term isn't over yet, and already he's taken more trips overseas than his predecessor, Charlie Crist.
So I've done 8 trade delegations since I won the race to become your governor. We've gone to, this is my 4th to Central and South America. There's a lot of companies that want to do more business here.
Governor Scott is referring to his trips abroad to countries like Brazil, Colombia, and England. Trade missions usually focus on creating more trade opportunities like import and export trading. Scott recently came back from leading a trade delegation to Chile, Florida's 7th largest trading partner. Friday, Scott touted the successes of the trip and the close to $40 million in expected sales as a result of the trip. And now Scott's getting ready for another trip in June, this time to the 50th Paris Air Show in France, one of the world's largest and oldest air shows.
I go to the air show next month in Europe to get more companies here, like Pratt & Whitney expanded last year by 230,000. 230 jobs. It'd be nice 230,000, but 230 jobs. It was based on a relationship we built and discussions we had with their owner, United Technologies. So you just build relationships. You help companies that are in Florida expand here, but you help people come from other countries and do business here.
And Gray Swope agrees. He's the head of Enterprise Florida, the state's lead economic development agency, which also helps organize the trips. He says going to the Paris Air Show is a perfect opportunity for Florida.
When you look at Florida being a dominant player in aerospace and aviation, if you look at 2 annual events, or I should say biannual events, where all the leaders in the aerospace aviation industry will be, every other year, the Paris Air Show is one of those. Last year, Governor Scott and our team participated in the Farnborough Air Show. In a 72-hour period, he was in front of over 40 different companies talking about doing business in Florida. And those are international companies. There's some that are U.S.-based. There's some that are other nationalities.
The governor is also slated to take a trip to Japan. Unlike past trips like Scott's trip to Chile, this one will not focus on trade. Instead, Swope says it's a business development mission.
So missions like to Japan are more focused on foreign direct investment. As we know that in Japan, relationships are very important. We are going to go there in the fall and really work on building the relationship that we have with our office there, which we're reestablishing, and work on trying to attract more Japanese investment into the state of Florida.
So why Japan?
When you look in terms of already investment in our state, it'll rank 3 or 4. Depending on the year, currently it's slightly behind Germany as the number 4 investor in terms of number of jobs in our state. And as we're trying to grow the economy and look for opportunities, I think the state of Florida has to be in a position to attract foreign direct investment from Japan.
The Japan trip was initially scheduled to last from October 19th to the 26th, but a spokesman for Enterprise Florida says those dates may soon change. Meanwhile, the Paris Air Show, which is both a trade and business development mission, will last for a week starting on June 17th. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.